evening and welcome to South Sudan in Focus on the Voice of America. I'm John Tanza, working on this pre-recorded program via remote. Here are some of the stories we are covering today, Friday, July 30th, 2021. A new group is calling on South Sudanese to stand up for their rights.
Our soldiers earn miserable wages that cannot afford even one day's full meal. All government employees are the worst paid in the world, and they go for months without a paycheck.
And some South Sudanese in Juba fear the impact of the East African Community Visa Waiver Program.
There are thousands of foreigners, not only Kenyans, but others who are doing things that citizens are supposed to be doing, like riding of borders, selling of fruits, and also even they're the one owning all these small businesses.
We'll have these stories and more coming up on South Sudan in Focus. A coalition of South Sudanese civil society activists, academicians, researchers, and former government officials has declared a nationwide civil uprising against the government of South Sudan. The group says unless South Sudanese stand up against what they called failures of the current government, the country risks sliding into a political crisis. For VOA News, Wake Simon Wudu reports from Juba.
The group, which calls itself the People's Coalition for Civil Action, says South Sudanese need to take control of the country, saying citizens have been disappointed with the way leaders of the transitional government have run the country for the past 10 years. Activist Rajab Mohandis, Executive Director of Organization for Responsive Governance and one of the coalition's officials, addressed a news conference in Juba on Thursday.
Our soldiers earn miserable wages that cannot afford even one day's full meal. All government employees are the worst paid in the world, and they go for months without a paycheck. South Sudan has the worst unemployment rates in the whole region, as many people have lost their jobs because of the pointless wars. The youth of South Sudan go for 10 years looking for jobs and they cannot find one. The government has completely failed in its responsibility to care for us and to create jobs. We must not remain silent. We must seek answers and solutions for these challenges.
Quel Aguer Quel, another official of the People's Coalition for Civil Action, represents academia in the coalition.
Somebody can arrest you anytime and you are not taken to court, and you can be kept for long without being charged. It was for equality, that all of us are equal, but that is not the case. Some people have been in the government since 2005 doing nothing but not going anywhere. They don't want to leave the power. This country, the country that we aspired for, was a country for prosperity, happiness of everyone. But so far, majority of our people are not happy. They are not secure. They are not sure about what will tomorrow be.
Mohandis says unless South Sudanese stand up and address the challenges the country faces, nothing will change. He says political crisis in South Sudan is deepening and the country could slip back into war.
We are all witnesses to the fact that the revitalized agreement on the resolution of the conflict in the Republic of South Sudan is collapsing in a slow motion before our eyes. The opposition parties which signed the peace agreement, including the SPLM-IO, are fragmented and weakened and are no longer formidable peace partners. They have lost the capacity and the influence to push for the implementation of the agreement.
Abraham Awolich, who represents various think tanks in the coalition, says the call for an uprising against the current system is to ensure that South Sudanese, in his words, take control of their country.
And we believe that the last 10 years of South Sudan, the people of South Sudan have been dormant. They have not been challenging the status quo in the Republic of South Sudan. And we cannot expect to have a democratic country without active citizenship. So we are forming this coalition to mobilize our people, encourage them to participate actively in the affairs of their nation, and to make their voices heard and loud.
Awolich says the country's ailing economy requires the intervention of the South Sudanese people, and he says the National Army is nothing more than an amalgamation of former Liberation Army forces and various militias with little to no training.
This poses a great danger to state viability and political stability. We advocate for a professional National Army with undivided loyalty to the Constitution and the nation. The people of South Sudan have not rested since the signing of the CPA in 2005. Crisis of cattle raiding, communal violence, rebellions, and the civil war have caused so much social disruptions.
The coalition includes people from academia, civil society organizations, think tanks, advocacy groups, and former top government officials. This is the first time since the country gained independence a decade ago that South Sudanese have formed a coalition to declare an uprising. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.
More than 30 members of the Sudan People's Liberation Movement in Jonglei State are calling on President Salva Kiir to fire the state SPLM chairman and deputy governor Antipas Nyok. The former commissioner for Bor County accuses the deputy governor of ordering the arrest of 5 members of the SPLM who are being held at Bor Central Prison. For VOA News, Dengai Deng reports from Bor.
Isaac Mamiruk, the former commissioner of Bor County and member of the SPLM party, accuses SPLM Jonglei State Chairman Antipas Nyongkucha of ordering security operatives to arrest politicians who oppose him. Rook says at least 5 SPLM politicians were arrested and are being held at the Bor Central Prison without charges.
Yesterday there was a looming arrest in Bor Town targeting former constitutional householders, another political actors in the state. Captain Anyin Mokwe was arrested, and Captain Mary Duke arrested this morning. And Captain Dengthon. The arrest was ordered by Deputy Governor of Jonglei State. It was a continuation of the previous arrest. And in the list, we were 38.
Gabriel Deng Ajak, the former Jonglei State Director of Relief and Rehabilitation Commission, says Kucha is misusing his power to arrest and humiliate senior SPLM state party members.
SPLM is a party where everyone has the right to speak out on a constructive manner, what he or she think will promote the party values and principles. He is planning to arrest the whole list of 38 people. Yesterday, we were sitting around somewhere, and he sent about 40 police officers hovering around us, and we felt there was a threat. So we have to move to the police and ask, what is happening? And we were given a very shallow explanation. But we believe all those soldiers came around us to threaten us and to arrest us.
When asked whether the group is willing to dialogue and reconcile with their party boss, Ajak says it is too late for that. He says Kucha has gone as far as rejecting the monthly party's membership subscriptions and deploying police at the SPLM party secretariat compound in Bor to block some members from entering the compound.
I'm seeing this behavior of Antipas to be beyond dialogue, because if you could go out there and sing song that indicates, say, Alia Wunda Uije, Agamene Weba Wen Bai, Alia Wunda Uije. If you translate that song, it is indicating that it's a hit song. SPLM Jonglei is likely to lose in the next election if we don't respond to the current behavior, rather a reckless attitude and behavior of Antipas Nyong'o.
Asked whether the stalemate was due to disputes over government positions, Ajak says their group is not advocating for portfolios in the unity government, but they are seeking party reform. Kucha denies he ordered anyone's arrest and insists that certain party members are unhappy because they were not appointed to the unity government.
These are baseless allegations. Some of them were arrested on their own crime. So some of them were arrested. It is connected with the theft of the car and so on. And some of the soldiers, because of their own misbehavior, they are arrested by the unit commanders. It has nothing to do with. And the unit commanders are there. You have to interview them. Paul Anywadi is there, who is the general in charge of prison, who arrested some of them.
Ask whether there are politicians who were arrested and are being detained at the Bor Central Prison. Brigadier General Paul Anywadi, the acting director of the prison service in Jonglei State, confirmed he arrested certain people whom he described as his prison service warders. Asked whether those arrested will be charged and arraigned in a court of law, Anywat had this to say.
No, I did not arrest any politician. I don't have any link with politicians. I'm only with my prison service warders. I am not concerned with politicians. Where they were released to politics officially, how did they go there? No, it is none of your business. I am within my boundaries, my prison conduct. Whether they will be taken to the court or not of your concern.
Jonglei State SPLM Secretary General Deng Ajang Duot says party officials will try to resolve the matter amicably through peaceful means. Differences between Kucha and his SPLM comrades began 2 months ago after party members petitioned President Salva Kiir to fire Kucha for incompetence, causing divisions within the party. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng, reporting from Bor.
Some South Sudanese nationals in Juba are expressing concern over the new visa waiver arrangement between the governments of South Sudan and Kenya announced earlier this week. Some South Sudanese who spoke to this program say the deal affects owners of small-scale businesses. South Sudan's Deputy Foreign Minister says businesses in the country will be protected. For VOA News, Manyang David Maya reports from Juba.
South Sudan's Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation Ministry announced on Thursday there will be free entry into South Sudan for all Kenyan citizens carrying valid passports. 27-year-old Jessica Ajok owns a small street vendor business in Juba, selling women's clothing imported from Kenya. Ajok says as soon as she heard about the new visa waiver policy, she worried about the fate of her small-scale business.
There are thousands of foreigners, not only Kenyans, but others who are doing things that citizens are supposed to be doing, like riding of borders, selling of fruits, and also even they're the one owning all these small businesses.
Ajok says she thinks the arrangement will only worsen the existing problems of South Sudanese youth.
There are thousands of opportunities that are not given to the citizens that is now leading to them being on the street. Others are now called idlers. It is adding a burden on us, and it's also lower our own reputation as youth.
33-year-old Juba resident Jacob Kwang says he too worries about the consequences of the visa waiver. He says his fears are deeply rooted in the fact that South Sudanese young people have not been able to acquire useful job skills compared to Kenyan youth.
We are a junior country. We lack a lot of skills to encounter a problem that faces the largest countries like Kenya.
Kwang says security is another issue that makes him worry about the free entry of Kenyans into South Sudan.
People will be coming like seeking for a job in our country, and later they turn to be criminals. And the current situation in our country, we have internal conflict already, and we have the guns at the hand of the civilian. So when these people join us and they cooperate with the civilian as the criminal does, that one will be the biggest thing in our country, and it will be a big deal for a government to control them.
General Majak Akech, Inspector General of Police, says under the waiver arrangement, people with criminal records coming from Kenya will not be allowed to to enter the country or vice versa.
That does not mean whenever you are a criminal coming from South Sudan to Kenya, or maybe coming from Kenya to Republic of South Sudan, you are allowed because of this waiver of visa. Is allowed you to enter.
Addressing reporters in Juba on Thursday, Deng Dao Deng, the Deputy Minister for Foreign Affairs, said Kenyans no longer need a visa to enter South Sudan. Deng called on South Sudanese not to panic, saying the visa-free arrangement between Kenya and South Sudan does not include work and residential permits.
It is not just a question of free visa. You have to also be regulated by regulations of our visa requirements. And the Ministry of Interior have all the requirement and the standard, including Kenya. And so it will not be something that can be abused. And also the public service, the Ministry of Labor, they have all the regulations of jobs inside South Sudan. South Sudan jobs will be protected, like Kenyan jobs are also protected by law.
Kenya is the third country to reciprocate visa waiver with South Sudan after Tanzania and Rwanda as part of the provision of the Treaty for the Establishment of the East African Community and the Protocol on the Establishment of the East African Common Market on Free Movement of Labor and Persons for the Citizens of Partner States. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayar in Juba.
You are listening to South Sudan in Focus on the Voice of America. Coming up, what is the future of comedy in South Sudan? That story is coming up after the break.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
Hello, I'm VOA Health Correspondent Linor Moudou. The World Health Organization and U.S. Centers for Disease Control say coughing and sneezing can spread COVID-19. Physical distancing, staying at least 1 meter away from people outside your family, can protect everyone. For more information, check with reliable sources such as the WHO and Africa CDC. And remember to listen to VOA for the latest on COVID-19.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
You are listening to South Sudan in Focus on the Voice of America. A former child soldier in South Sudan has turned to comedy for a living. Kwech Deng Atem says many soldiers in South Sudan harass civilians to extort money. He says he wants to use his talents in comedy to change that mindset. For VOA News, Winnie Chirino reports from Juba.
We came with a car, and then the guy stopped us, and he was like, "Gibu logbook." I gave him the logbook. "Gibu ruksa." I gave him the ruksa. And the guy knew there was nothing wrong with the car, and he looked at me, and I was like, "Brother, why didn't you put on your seatbelt?" And I told him, "You know, seatbelt, you know." I started talking to him. He was like, no, "You didn't put on your seatbelt. You park there. I don't want problem. I don't want nonsense here." Not to waste time, because I was rushing somewhere. I just put my hand in the pocket and I gave him £1,000. The guy looked at the £1,000 and looked at me and was like, "My brother, you should have told me that your seatbelt is wireless. Come on."
That is 26-year-old Kwech Deng Atem, commonly known by his stage name, Wakil Josh Commando. A former child soldier, now a comedian sharing one of his comedy skits. Atem, who became a soldier when he was 10 years, says he and other children were trained in Awil and Mapel and later joined the fighting in Heglij and Abyei in 2006. He says child soldiers like him were mainly tasked to take care of wounded soldiers and carry ammunition. Atem says in 2008, his mother followed him to Mapel, picked him up and brought him to Juba, where he was finally taken back to school, and that's when he started performing comedy.
At school there, I would tell my classmates the stories that used to happen in the barrack, how we used to live, and then they would laugh. Even teachers would come in sometimes and get me, and then they would be like, tell me the story, what was it? And I would tell them, and they would laugh. And one of the teachers told me that you could do this in the assembly, and then make all people laugh when we're having the assembly every morning and all this stuff. So I started doing this in the assembly, and people would laugh every morning. That's when I discovered that I can do stand-up comedy.
Atem says he joined South Sudan Film Limited in 2013, where he perfected his skills and started performing comedy skits on the state-run television SSBC, and later joined Kilo Kilo Anna, a local stand-up comedy show performed every Thursday at Nyakron Cultural Center. Atem says most of his comedies related to soldiers because he is familiar with them, but he also wants to educate the public and the soldiers on how to peacefully coexist.
There are things that some soldiers do that are sometimes against the society. There are negative things that they do sometimes. Like, for example, they stop you at night and try to harass you, ask you for logbook. And when you have everything, they start looking for problem on how to get money from you. You know how their salary is small nowadays and all this.
Atem says he performs comedy to ease the strain of many South Sudanese who have gone through a lot. Atem says he hopes to become an international success so he can even make more people laugh and forget their past painful experiences.
My main aim is to become international, you know, not just in South Sudan, but also to do jokes in Africa in general. You know, travel from one country to another, trying to educate Africans, but try to also help in trauma healing, you know, through my jokes, and try to also solve some other problems through jokes. You know, comedy plays a very great role in the society. Peace building, bringing people together, you know, and that's what I actually want to do. I want to become an international comedian, spread my jokes, try to put smiles on people's faces.
Atem says he has won 4 awards for Best Comedian from South Sudan MTN Music Awards in 2016, South Sudan Talent Youth Award in 2017, Juba Talent Award in 2018, and South Sudan Superstars Award in 2018. The comedian, who is now in his final year at Stafford University studying information technology, says if his mother had not taken him out of the army, he could be killing people and looking for where there is war to fight. He urges the government to ensure children are no longer recruited into the army, but rather left to study so that if they choose to join the army later, they will be educated soldiers who can make good decisions for the country's development. For VOA News, I am Winnie Serena in Juba.
Let us know what you think about this show. My colleague Nabil Biagio is ready with this week's listener comments. Over to you, Nabil.
Thanks, John. We heard from several of you this week about our news coverage of South Sudanese politics and the state of economy, including Joseph Awier from Juba, who writes, "Dear Tanza and Nabil Biagio, the economic crisis in South Sudan is part and parcel of the violence that is rampant in the country because the main institutions that would have alleviated these kinds of problems and created job opportunities for young people are very weak. In the meantime, insecurity is the biggest contributing factor as many farmers fear to tend to their farms. We urge the national government to look into the matter and graduate national unified forces in training centers to provide sufficient security to civilians across the country." Peter Ajak Ayom in Block 3, Bortown, Jongule State says, "I would like to take this opportunity to thank the government of South Sudan under the leadership of President Salva Kiir Mayardit as chairman of the SPLM party for nominating these great women into the House. Gemma Nunu Kumba as Speaker of the House, RTNLA, and Mary Ayen Majok as Deputy Speaker. Women are the great leaders of all time. I hope Mama Gemma Nunu Kumba and Mary Ayen Majok will reform the RTNLA to always focus on national development strategies that will change the life of citizens and not represent the interests of just a few individuals in government. You all have powers and the mandate to exercise your duties without other interference or political affiliation from within or outside the SPLM party. I urge members of the RTNLA to respect, trust, and show the maximum loyalty to these great women and not take them as women Nusuan Sakit, who cannot lead them." Simon Meteloro from Yei, South Sudan writes, "Hi John Tanza. The revitalized peace accord provided for security arrangement of 83 to 84,000 troops as national SSCP. Why is it difficult now? The difficulty is in a loss of majority tribal army. So IGAD should request each of the 3 regions of Bahr Ghazal, Equatoria and Upper Nile to provide each with 28,000 troops whose role is to provide the national transitional unity government. The ruling party in South Sudan has now lost its vision." Maet Lia, who does not say where he or she is from, says, "My message to all South Sudanese is love, peace and security in the country. When we have peace, we will have development and infrastructure in South Sudan. Let us not be supporting the party. This party will not take us anywhere." Jacob Dior Machueng from Ural Lake State says, The press release by UNMISS about the situation in Lake State was a slap in the face of the citizens who have been deprived of their rights and lives by unknown gunmen. I thought UNMISS would appreciate the new governor for bringing to an end the road ambushes and killings of innocent people. How many years has UNMISS been here and they never reported how unknown gunmen have made life difficult? I can call this press release baseless. Mabor Aladrengo from Marialtid village in Lake State says, permitting free visa between South Sudan and her sister country, Kenya, is like committing suicide because this will encourage Toronto boys to come to Juba and terrorize people. Therefore, South Sudanese will suffer at their hands. The government should reverse this decision to restrict free movement between these two countries. I would like to appreciate the governor of Lake State, Major General Ring Twain Mabor, for rescuing his people by breaking the chain of more than 15 years of communal violence that claimed many lives lost. We are free at last. Maintain your good security. We educated people are behind you. You are a second Moses sent to us by the President, His Excellency Salva Kiir, to save his people. John Chol Manyon Majok from Rumbek Center, Lake State says, hello VOA News, it is a great pleasure to inform you that the Lake State situation is now calm under the leadership of Governor Rin Twain Mabor. There is no more killing now and people are moving freely without fear of unknown. Thanks to the President for appointing him as governor. Wishing you the best. James Roy Majok from Unity State, Bantu Town, South Sudan says, hi South Sudan in Focus, just to let you know that the Unity State Bantu counties are being flooded by heavy rain pouring since Sunday. The whole geographical area of Unity State was fully flooded with rainwater, especially Mayom County, Rapkona County, Koch County, Gwit County and Panjer County. I am appealing to UN OCHA to call for other international agencies for a quick response to people who have been affected by flooding. Stephen Museme Julius from Yumbe says, your program on Junub Sudan is the best that I always enjoy and feel informed on what's happening back in South Sudan, although I am in Uganda now. South Sudan's peace will come, but not by force or politics. It will be by the grace of God to the land of Kush. Thanks, love you all. And finally, Imal Adaumal in Bor Town says, hello VOA, please allow me to congratulate UNMISS in Bor for organizing a peace conference to reconcile our state top leadership. Both the governor and his deputy should realize that Jongule needs their cooperation in order to prosper and move forward. We don't encourage party ideologies in the revitalized peace agreement and governments. Also, I wish Team Jongule success in the upcoming wrestling for peace in Juba. The views expressed here do not reflect the views of this program or of VOA. We appreciate you letting us know what you think. Keep those comments coming.
Keep your comments coming. Our WhatsApp number is +12026308011. We now leave you with Mr. Nice and the song Mume Wangu. Listening to Mr. Nice with the song Mume Wangu. I'm John Tanza. Thanks for being part of our evening. Remember to always wash your hands with soap, practice social distancing, and wear a mask when you're in public places to protect you and others from getting COVID-19. Do not escape from COVID-19 quarantine centers because there is no cure for coronavirus. Join us again next week for another edition of South Sudan in Focus from the Voice of America.
Mwenzenu nalala chini, mke wangu kitandani, nikilala kitandani, kila mtu shuka lake. Mwenzenu nalala chini, mke wangu kitandani, nikilala kitandani, basi ujue mzungu wa nne. Nikiuliza kwa nini, anasema menipa likizo. Nikiuliza kwa nini, anasema menipa likizo.